Okay, Simon Kuf Chav Zion. I guess, yeah, we could learn this. I mean, this is okay. Simon Kuf Chav Zion, Hilchos Tainis Yochid. The halachas of somebody making his own Tainis, Uba Yud Chesifim. Fine. So, Kishem Aleph. Kishem Shemitzah La Tzibur L'Sanis L'Spal Al Kol Tzara Shaloi Tovay. The same way that it's a mitzvah on the Tzibur to have a fast day and to daven on any tzara that it shouldn't come. That's a lashon, that's a positive lashon, meaning we don't want to write that there's a mitzvah to have to fast on a tzara that comes. So we write on a called tzara shaloi tovay, that it shouldn't come, but it means chas v'shalom that any tzara that comes. So it's a mitzvah to fast. Kach mitzvah al kol yochid shimba alav chas v'shalom eiz tzara. It's a mitzvah on any yochid that if he has a tzara, k'goyin sh'oyle choyle b'soich beisai, oishu toya b'derech, let's say to somebody sick in his house, or he's lost on the way, or chavash beis asurim, or he's in jail alila for some sort of. It's interesting that the Kitzur says he's in jail because of a
Libel.
lie or because of a libel, not because he's in jail because he did something wrong. So mitzvah alav shiyasana, it's a mitzvah for him to fast. V'yispalel Hashem, and he should daven to Hashem, v'yivakesh rachem, and me'ito yisparach, and he should ask Hashem for rachmanes. Shemai sheyashiyalo, that he should save him. B'dover zeh midarchei tshuvahu, that is the way to do tshuva, by fasting. Shelo yemar adam chas v'sholom mikrehi atzara. You can't say that, oh, it just happens to be, the tzara happens to be. Shenemar v'alachti mi mebekeri. That's said in the toichacha v'alachti, v'alachti, v'alachti imachem keri. Pirish. When Hashem brings a tzara onto Klai, so they should do tshuva in time of shukeri. If a person says, "Ah, it just happens to be," then Hashem is going to even add on even more anger on you. A person has to know that because of his averus, that is why Hashem brings tzaras v'yifashvish v'maisav, and he should make a cheshbon ha'nefesh and think about all his actions. V'yashav el Hashem v'yirachameu, and he should do tshuva to Hashem, and Hashem will have rachmanis on him. Beis yachid shehu writes a lasano. So if a yachid wants to fast, tzarach l'kabelu b'yom shalafana b'tfilas ha'mincha, you have to be makabel the fast before. Liba in his heart to makabel of lusanis, he's accepting a fast. According to you, the rotsam yomer, Rabbeinu Olam Amarei Ani Lefanecha Betaynis. I am in a taynis. K'moshenidus m'sidurim va'afal pi v'shoisa achar kach. Even if he eats and drinks after that, shiyal amar shachar until the morning, and bekalkum, that's not a problem. V'cheinim rotsam lusanis is a yom zeacharze. Let's say a person wants to fast consecutive days. Afal pi sheyoychav v'yishta b'leilah shebeneim, even though he's drinking at night, sagi kabbalah achas, he does one kabbalah. Aval in makabbalah of eze yomim she'enim ritzufim, but let's say he accepts on himself a fast that's not in a row. You're going bahab. Yesh kabbalah of kolim b'mincha lefano, he should be makabbalah every day mincha. Meaning we don't do this anymore. But let's say a guy decides he's gonna fast an entire week. So he's gonna fast. He's gonna eat. So let's do it a whole on. He's makabbalah fast. And they just travel for all those nights, and that's it. If he wants to be makabel behab, so since there are days in between that he's going to be eating, so each day before behab, he should be makabel the tainus. Gimel Mishu Baragel Lasanas Maseres Yimei Tshuva. If somebody's going to fast during Maseres Yimei Tshuva, I'd be yom aleph the slichas, so the first day of slichas, where Rosh Hashanah, and it's arach lekabel. He doesn't need to do kabbalah. Shem mekabelam mekayach haminig, because there's such a minig. So you don't have to be makabel. Chen tainus chalaim. If somebody had a bad dream and it's not a kabbalah, it doesn't need a kabbalah. Chen tainus bahab shalachar pesach v'sukkos. Same thing with fasting, bahab after pesach v'sukkos. Imana amen achar mishaberach, because they make a mishaberach and shul the Shabbos before, and he said amen. V'yadaita he has his das to fast. Dai b'kach v'inatzarach kabbalah acheres. He doesn't need a kabbalah. If he regrets it and he doesn't want to fast, then he's allowed to. Since he didn't, he was not makabel, and he never said it. So, meaning if he decides he doesn't want to fast, since he didn't accept it verbally, he doesn't have to fast. Dalit af im lo kibbalah is the tainus b'piv. Even if you're not makabel a tainus, ela behirur, even in your mind, kibbalah love, he was makabel in his mind. V'gomer b'dayt l'sanes l'mochar, and he had in mind that he's going to fast. V'afilu shalei b'shas tfilas mincha, even not b'shas tfilas mincha, ela koydim tfilas mincha, Ayacha kach ba'oid shehu yom, or he did it before mincha or afterwards while it's still day. Have a kabbalah b'chayv l'sanes, then it's a kabbalah. You have to fast. Okay, so now call here. So now call. This is important even for the for Tisha B'Av and any other fast. Kol ha'shari b'tainis. Anybody who's fasting, lo yinag idunim ba'atzma. He should not have enjoyable things. V'lo yakol roish, and he shouldn't have kalas roish. Meaning, don't joke around. V'lo yisameach v'toyv lev, and he shouldn't be happy and have a good heart. Ela doyeg, he should be fearful v'ainin, and he should be worried. K'mo shenemar, ma yisayin adam chai gever al chatov. Right, so meaning that's the point of fasting. If you're gonna fast and you're just gonna have partying all day, then that really sort of defeats the purpose. But b'tainis yachid murta lirchutz as piv b'mayim shachris. So on a tainis yachid, you are allowed to wash out your mouth on in shachris. Okay, so everybody's asking about what about on Tisha B'Av. So on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash out your mouth because we're afraid that some liquid's gonna go down your throat. However, if you're really feeling disgusting, then you are allowed to. And I saw a cooler today that you're allowed to use a dry toothbrush if it has any leftover toothpaste. A dry toothbrush, and that you can do even if you don't feel disgusting, because there's no liquid there. So then it's allowed. So that's my cooler of the year for today, at least so far. Yeah, Zion. And kibbutz of stam lasanas. If you stam accept it on yourself to fast, chayv lahashem atzeisa kechavim. You have to finish it until nightfall. Afilu be'erev Shabbos, even on erev Shabbos. So, okay, the shaila is how long is nightfall? So that you have different shitas. Chesamasana umefarsim esatzmi lispar. If you do decide to fast and you decide to publicize it and to tell everybody, you put it onto MKY and all that stuff, right? Hunena shal kach, you're going to get punished. Aval im maftirin by lechol, but if people are pushing him to eat, then mutul gas shumisana, then he could tell them that he's fasting. Meaning, don't go telling everybody how big a tzaddik you are. But if they're trying to get you to eat, and then you could tell them that you're fasting. Tesamazana fiu tanis yachid, somebody who fasts, even a tanis yachid, bein tanis nedava, bein tanis chaloim, whether he's doing it as a nedava, whether he's doing it as chaloim, aimer betfilas amincha, b'shmak aleinu anenu, k'moy betanis tzibur. Just like in a tainis tzibur, meaning even if it's your own private fast, you could say anenu. Vaval pishu yachid, even though you're a yachid, so the anenu is a lashon rabim. So the tzibur is not fasting, only you are, but still, I'm rabbi lashon rabim, val yishana mimetbeya shetavu chachamim, because you shouldn't change from the form that the chachamim said that the way you daven. V'kani yiluratzan amir ribayin. I don't know why we don't say this ribayin ha'ilamim in fasts. Right, I mean, there's a special tefillah that we say. I don't think the Siddurim have it. The Siddurim have this Ribbono Olam. There's a Ribbono Olam that basically says that we're fasting. What's the point of fasting? Because you have all the fats that you're burning to support your body should be like the fats that go onto the Mizbeach. I don't know. We once did in the Daf.
When should we be saying it? When should it be
It's
said?
meant. It's supposed to be said at the end of the Lekai Nitzor. We were doing this in the Daf. I don't know why. I don't remember now what the pshat was. Why we don't say this? Anybody say Ribbono Olam here? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, this is done.
It's not in the Siddur.
Do you have the words?
I had the word somewhere somehow. I don't remember. It is a
Meaning on a
Ribbono
fast
Olam.
day, you should be saying it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei.
Yes, and it basically says that the reason we're fasting, how a fast works, is that. Because when you don't eat, so then your body burns your fat. So that burning of the fat should be in a replacement of a carbon on the base on the for the Mizbeach. That's basically what it says. I think I don't remember. I don't. We came up with episode reason. Maybe it was in Megillah. I don't remember. Okay, Yud Mishnah the Lasan is Yom Echad. One day, I sorry, Yom 10 days. Well, I paired it is the Yom. He doesn't specify which days. Ela Shomer Stam. He just said, "I'm going to fast for 10 days." Even though he said he's going to fast the next day, if there's a big tzarich for him to eat, he went to Sudas mitzvah. Even though he is not shaykh to the suda, which basically means he's crashing, right? Or a big person is trying to push teeth. A kashala the sar of connecting is very difficult for him to turn down the gadol. Oishum mitzar, or he's just in pain. Hareza loyva taniso v'yochel lechol ayom. He can lend out his tinus, and he can pay it back a different day. Avapi shekvar hiskul asanas, even though he started to fast. Umasana tachas yom zeh yom acher, and then he'll replace it. So there's a lot of confusion with this, with somebody that has to fast, that has to break the fast because of sickness. So then you think that they have to pay it back. It doesn't really apply. There are certain scenarios where it applies, but it doesn't really apply on for most tainus tiva, because once you potter, you're potter. You don't have to pay it back. The reason why he's fasting is because he made a neder. But if you didn't make a neder, he just said, tomorrow I'm fasting. Even if he's very much in pain, then he's not allowed to borrow it. So, meaning it's only if he was vague about it. But if he mamish came out with a nether that he's going to fast, then he's not allowed to fast. Okay, that's it, right? Still yod? Yeah, I guess so. Fine. All right, everybody. Should